our next storyteller, because the only introduction I was given for her is that she is Caitlin's friend. So Angela,
yeah!
Please.
That's a great introduction!
I mean, a last name would have been okay.
No! Caitlin's friend!
Angela's her own person, too.
I thought her a knight!
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that awesome introduction.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if I can live up to that. Being Caitlin's friend is very difficult. I love you. So I call this Letters to the Editor. I remember the exact moment that I felt for him. I'm going to read it to you. If I really wanted to give up something I enjoy often, it would be sarcasm. He wrote in his first email to me. But then what would I have to say? Instead, I'm going to imitate the bad Catholics and give up something I won't miss. Synecdoche. I almost never use it and no one recognizes it anymore. So I don't have to worry about suffering any moral lapse if I let one slip. Synecdoche? Synecdoche. This was the first of 297 emails. You. 12 postcards, 3 snail mail letters between Bruce and me over an 8-month period. Email isn't actually the right word for our correspondence. I would call it letters or electronic letters, because I make this point because an email is something that you like dash off while you're waiting for the bus, but these were composed and clever and thoughtful, funny and intimate epistles. That was another one of his words. Epistle, it means a writer of letters. It was his handle. Don't write it. I consider myself a word nerd. I broke curfew as a kid, staying up to read Anne of Green Gables and Dostoevsky, and I'm a snob about language. I won't go out with anybody who doesn't read for fun. I sincerely think less of you if you use the phrase centers around. I have no fewer than 5 dictionaries, 2 on my desk at work, 3 at home for my emergency word needs, which came in pretty handy when I was reading his emails, starting with synecdoche. It means, as I learned by looking it up, it's a subset of a metaphor. And you use it as a part of a thing to describe another thing. It's better explained with an example. You would say, steal my ride, which actually means steal my car, because a ride is a part of a car. It's a thing you do with a car. Right, so I was never going to catch him using synecdoche. We met in the spring in New Orleans when I was visiting friends, and he was clerking for the Supreme Court Justice. He's a lawyer. We'd actually met 5 years ago at a journalism conference, and we'd both really hit it off, but we were both in relationships, and then we forgot about each other, and then Facebooks, right? A couple of messages over Facebook, and suddenly I was meeting him for drinks in New Orleans, and it was amazing. It was this amazing weekend, and that email about came right after that weekend, and for 5 months we wrote every day, sometimes twice a day. Like 9 and 10 and 12 paragraph emails. Because of him, I learned words and phrases like equanimity, latent ambiguity, gewgaws, gym cracks, mediated reality, sartorial, apocryphal, and on and on and on. It was pretty hot. We also sent each other mix CDs and books we loved, and we wrote reviews about these, like point by point, like song number 5, yeah. We played online Scrabble, and he is the best player. I think his win-loss ratio is like 390 to 30. He's the smartest man I've ever met, and we saw each other 5 times over that 8-month period. And when we were together, it was fun and it was nice. 2 words he would never use in a sentence. Too simple. But the real connection was in those emails. We revealed ourselves on paper, electronic format. We were the thinkers and the writers and the dreamers. We never seemed to be in person, writing prose about summer the way writers write about summer. I felt like I was with somebody who understood me and saw like these thoughts and these dark ideas and joys, and he loved them. And I was seeing other people. I would go on dates, but really I would just run from the dates just so I could go home and check and see if I had another email. But what was this anyway? What was this relationship? How would I manage to go my entire life without so much as a summer camp pen pal? And here I was in what I referred to some of my friends as a pen pal with benefits. Well, like any stereotypical girl, it wasn't enough. I wanted more. If we could be this good on paper, surely we could be this good in reality, right? The months went by, and I continued to express my affection in email. But his tone changed. The postcards and letters, it was less lyrical, more hurried, fewer revelations about himself, and I found myself stalking my inbox, waiting a day or two between his emails, and I got annoyed when some of my friends would email me, Gmail, and it wasn't him. I was studying his emails, which got shorter and fewer. I'd look at his salutation and wonder, when he says, dear, does that mean dear? Or does that mean dear? And why did he sign off saying cheers instead of XO? Did he not XO me anymore? Until the email that I got that read like this. So I've been on a few dates with someone, and it looks like we're going to continue seeing each other. I'll just say that she can't really compete with you. Yeah. Oh. But it's nice to be less lonely. That was it. I sent a short email back, telling him I was disappointed. I thought we could be more. And perhaps we could have. But as time has passed, I start to see our relationship differently. I had this postcard. I had all these postcards that I was sending him, and I had this one that I never sent, and it had this quote on it from Janet Malcolm. And this is what it said. A correspondence is a kind of love affair. It is with our own epistolary persona that we fall in love, rather than that of our pen pal. So maybe it wasn't Bruce that I fell for. Maybe it was really me. Maybe it was this idealized version of myself, this gal who wrote prose about the sway of a summer tree and scored Welsh on Scrabble. Maybe it wasn't love at all. Maybe. Maybe not.
Back. That would have just been super depressing for everybody. Does anyone want to tell a story about when love is cool? Yeah, touche.